Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the president of the statewide Latin Chamber of Commerce, Peter Guzman, joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada. And University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, offering the highest level of care in Nevada.
I feel strongly about access to abortion because my life could have been at risk without one. So when I hear about Sam Brown's extreme views, it really scares me. Sam Brown has repeatedly supported efforts to ban abortion without any exceptions, even for rape or incest. And he supports letting states, including Nevada, prosecute doctors and women for having an abortion. Sam Brown is a MAGA extremist, and he'd hurt Nevada.
Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program Peter Guzman. He is president of the Latin Chamber of Commerce, the statewide Latin Chamber of Commerce. Let's start out with you just got back from Kansas City.
What a trip.
Were you doing there?
Yeah. First of all, thank you, Sam. Thank you for having me on.
Always.
I appreciate this format and platform to have a voice. So thank you. It's very important. Listen, I was in Kansas City as a guest for the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce National Conference. Kansas City was interesting. A couple of observations, and it was a wonderful conference, and got to see all the heads of chambers from across the country. Few observations that are really make me proud is that I found out that we're one of only three chambers in the United States that owns their own building. We own ours free and clear. The other two have high debt on theirs, but everybody else is just leasing space. We own our own campus here in Las Vegas, so we're very proud of that. The other observation is Kansas City is very white. I walked around.
What?
There's not a lot of Hispanics there, but the chamber, Hispanic chamber there, is doing really, really well, and he's doing a great job. So that was a great observation. My last observation about Kansas City, my goodness, I'm walking around and I'm looking for a homeless person. I'm looking around saying, where are the homeless? So finally I asked a couple people. They're aggressive there. They move their homeless people into a campus, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 miles away.
Really?
Put them into training, into all the resources. Even if you don't want to go, you got to go. You can't be in downtown. So I saw not one homeless person in downtown Kansas City.
All right. So, okay. I'm going to play devil's advocate here and say, what did you think about that? I mean, to take a person and drive them 60 miles away, that sounds like we're living in Nevada in probably the 1960s, where people used to bus the homeless to Sacramento or to Donna Pass.
Sam, with all due respect, San Antonio had a major, major homeless issue. They opened up a place called Haven for Hope. Unbelievable. I brought the architect and the people who funded it to Las Vegas. for a homeless summit that I had. Not very many people paid attention. And now today, you know, everybody from the city has gone down to San Antonio, spent some time there, and now you hear about this wonderful thing. And that's okay. I'm not looking for credit. I'm glad it's being observed. Listen, what I know is you have to have compassion, but compassion for the homeless person and the person who opened a small business and risked everything to do it. They don't deserve to have people sleeping in front of their door, making it so that people don't want to shop in these places. There's got to be a compromise. For some, that might not be compassionate. To me, it's tremendously compassionate to take some of these folks and take them to places where there's resources to deal with their mental health issues, their drug addictions, and train them to become taxpayers.
All right, so how do you translate? Nobody's arguing with the objectives, but how do you translate that, for example, to the city of Las Vegas, where you have so many homeless on the streets there within, you know, a mile or 2 miles of the sign that says, "Welcome to Las Vegas"?
That's exactly right. That's my point. You have to take these folks that are need some help, and you need to offer them help. But what you can't do is turn your head and let them sleep in front of somebody's business.
No, I agree. But I mean, are you saying that
we need to have our own
somewhere between Las Vegas and Mesquite? There needs to be, a camp that people are sent to.
We need to have a training facility, not a camp, a training facility and a resource center that has all of the resources that some of these homeless people need. That's what we need. And it needs to be outside. And listen, if you're addicted to gambling, you don't put a resource center next to a casino. If you're addicted to drugs, you don't put a resource center next to a drug house. You get them out of the area of all of these temptations, and you offer real help. That's the way to do it.
You know, since the Supreme Court decision, a lot of local governments have taken steps to address this issue, with the ultimate being that there could be jail time as part of this. And it seems like they were just waiting for the ability to be able to do that. So, I agree with you totally.
When you talk to the sheriff, Kevin McMahill, who's doing an incredible job, he'll tell you that his jail facility downtown is the largest mental health institution. That's not what it's meant to be.
Right, but when Governor Lombardo was sheriff, one of the things he instituted was the ability, and I'm sure that the current sheriff is doing the same thing, instituted having mental health professionals on 911 so that if you called in with a mental health situation, instead of it going to police or fire, it was going to mental health professionals.
100%, and by the way, he got criticized for that by some. So you're never going to win 100%, but
right.
You have to think outside the box. Well, listen, a lot of times you find solutions by identifying the problem. We know what the problem is. We know we can't have homeless people laying in front of these small businesses in downtown and expect to have a thriving downtown, right?
No, I agree. And we were in Oakland a few months ago. And staying at Jack London Square, which is a very safe, secure place.
I know.
Because they have their own security. But you go two blocks up, it's not a place you'd want to be.
No, it's not.
And it's a terrible thing for the Bay Area in general, one of the great areas for tourism and business and conferences, that personally, I don't want to go there.
And there you have it. So I'm just telling you, those were my observations about Kansas City.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's move on, because you headed up for Governor Lombardo, the first annual lithiums. The first lithium summit.
It is the first.
If they have two, it'll be the second annual.
It's definitely the first lithium summit. It was in Lake Tahoe.
What did you learn?
I tell you what. What I learned is that there is a lot of people out there interested in lithium. I learned that, obviously we have the largest reserve of lithium in the United States here in Nevada.
Yeah.
We need access to that. What I learned was you bring great minds together, and they're able to figure things out. And boy, great minds came to this summit. And I commend this governor for taking a bold move. He knows it's premature, but we have to be prepared. And so, he put together this Nevada Strategic Growth Initiative, of which I am a board member, along with Matt Maddox and Stacey Alonzo.
From Wynn.
Yep, Matt Maddox from Wynn, Stacey Alonzo from the North, Danny Thompson. Danny Thomas, listen, the bottom line is, and I always mess his name up, he's going to get mad at me.
You're talking about the former AFL-CIO?
Of course, Danny.
Danny Thompson.
Of course, Danny Thompson. I had it right
Danny
the first
Thompson,
time.
Danny Thomas was a whole different story.
I know. That's a whole other story. And Shirley from a big construction company. Listen, we got smart people trying to head up this Nevada Strategic Growth Initiative. And the governor's bold and wants the world to know that we're open for business. And so he started this this new initiative. And our first event was the Lithium Summit. And what a way to kick it off. It was wonderful.
One of the things that was impressive, we went up to Thacker Pass about a year and a half ago now. And it's just above Winnemucca on the way to Oregon. And what was amazing was they have this huge amount of lithium up there. It's a 40-year supply. That's how long, at minimum, that this is going to go on. There's so much lithium that to build their main building, they just had to find the place with the least amount of lithium.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of lithium.
And that could be a game changer for communities and states.
Well, they expect Winnemucca to grow by 25%.
No question.
And then we just got the results in. I saw today, as we're taping this, that the BLM is in the final approval process for what's going on for Ioneer with their lithium plant, and they've figured out a way to preserve team's buckwheat, so that's no longer going to be an issue. There's going to be comments. There'll probably be environmental objections. But the bottom line is it is moving forward.
And imagine what kind of a new economy that could create for Nevada. I mean, we need lithium for almost everything that we're talking about for the future.
You know, the thing that I love about the lithium industry is that so many companies, especially auto companies, are buying up everything that can be produced in Nevada before it's even
in
coming out of the ground. Exactly. Now, that's a business I want to be in, is where I can open a business and you tell me, I'm going to say, I'll have the product in 2 years, and you tell me I'll buy everything you can make.
Right now.
Yeah. I'm in.
And I got to tell you, I had no idea. So they had a police car, an electric police car there, and me and the governor took a drive in it. This thing was amazing. And I mean, it had some get up and go. Then they had a semi truck there, which, you know, I'm told is still very expensive, but you sit in this thing and it's just amazing. It's amazing where some of this is going.
Well, you know, what the big question is, and I have an electric car, is distance, especially here in the West. If you're in California, there's lots of charging stations, especially if you have a Tesla. If you don't have a Tesla, your ability to charge is much less. But here in Nevada, I'm not comfortable driving to Winnemucca or driving to Vegas from Reno because I'm not sure the chargers are going to be there.
No.
So, I mean, that's the next big thing.
Again, something to think about, right? But here's how I think about this. I think about energy as everything. I think about electric cars, gas and oil. The Latin Chamber, we fought for natural gas. We're not opposing natural gas. So I think all these things should be explored. I think we should be, completely energy, dominant.
No, I agree with you. The one thing about lithium that we're missing in the lithium loop, as I'm sure they discussed many times, is the processing portion.
Correct.
Was there any discussion about being able to move forward with that? Is it possible here?
That's a whole other conversation, and it didn't sound like it was possible anytime soon, but certainly something worth discussing and exploring, especially when we're so affected by California energy policies. I mean, in oil and gas and in every area, we got to be looking at everything.
One of the interesting stories that came out about a week ago was that Microsoft needs huge amounts of energy back east for data farms, and they are looking at reviving the company that owns Three Mile Island, the reactor that wasn't damaged in the nuclear incident.
Correct.
Years ago, but to get that going again to power the data farms. Is it time for nuclear to be back on the table?
100%. I mean, we've come so far, even in nuclear technology, that why not explore it? I'm telling you, we need to explore everything.
I couldn't agree more. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with Peter Guzman after this timeout.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Peter Guzman. He is the president of the Latin Chamber of Commerce. One of the things that you were talking about in a published piece you did the other day was that you had presented the Latin Chamber to 32 corporations. What were you doing? Who were they? And what was the result?
A lot of these corporations were people I met at the Lithium Summit. And they were kind of blown away by me being a president of a, chamber and what that really meant. And was it regional?
Didn't that shock you?
A little bit, but I understand, and that's okay. That was a very small part of the conversation.
Yeah.
They saw me in action at the Lithium Summit, and then when I explained to them and presented what our chamber does and who we represent, and our abilities, man, let's just say we had a great day. They pretty much all signed up and are now on board with the Latin Chamber of Commerce, and that's a good thing.
Well, to say the least. You also were present and organizing at the Governor's Mansion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we, it's actually started during Governor Gwynne days, who was a fabulous governor, an amazing man.
Yes.
I spent a lot of time with him. And, he used to have this Hispanic celebration on the lawn there. And it was kind of started with him and Eddie Escobedo back in the day. And I think they've had events there periodically. But I went to this governor who's always so open-minded and willing to have a conversation. I said, Governor, the Latinos really came out and voted for you. They really believe in you. They believed in you as sheriff. They believe in you as governor. Why don't we bring back this celebration? And we'll start off small, and then we'll grow this thing even bigger under your term. And he just loved the idea. He says, when are we doing this? And he changed his schedule around everything. And we had, and for me, what I really wanted to do was kind of that divide that kind of exists between the North and the South. That's something that I never bought into. And so I wanted to do this with the North. And so we did. I had my friend Arturo from Congressman Amadei's office organize the North part of it. I brought up, a bunch of people from Vegas. Next thing you know, we're celebrating at the Governor's Mansion, celebrating our culture and who we are. And it was fabulous, Sam. You would have been amazed.
Well, next time you'll invite me.
Of course I will. We want you there. And I'm so sorry that we didn't this time, but it was a whirlwind, to say the least.
Okay, and that'll be a date for the next time you do one. One of the things when we first started in Nevada Newsmakers, we did start it in the north, but I always contemplated it as a statewide program. And a year later, we were able to do that because of Rouse Tadre and Jim Rogers. And the reason being is that as Las Vegas continues to grow, the attitude of Las Vegas is to look at rural Nevada and not really understand it. So many of the legislators come up north and they really don't know where Ely is. They don't know where Elko is, Winnemucca, Lovelock, et cetera. And my concern was, as the power base continued to shift to the south, that Reno, Sparks would be in the same position, and Carson City. And so we always tried to make this a statewide show. And I think we've done a pretty good job of maintaining that over the last 22 years.
You've done an amazing job.
So I'm really thrilled that you feel the same way, because I think the north-south thing is bull as well, because all the issues are the same, even though the size of the communities are different,
right.
But it's still about jobs, it's about roads, it's about
the economy. More importantly, it's about the state of Nevada.
Right.
We are Nevadans. That's right. That's all of us. And so I never bought into that, and I wanted to put that on full display, and I think we did.
Well, good for you, and I look forward to being there at the next one. We'll take a break. We'll be back more with Peter Guzman after this time out.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Peter Guzman. He is the president of the statewide Latin Chamber of Commerce. So where are we from your perspective in the election cycle at this point? Do you want to start at the presidential level?
Yeah, I think that this race is extremely close. I can tell you that Latinos, this is in the New York Times, the governor did a story in the New York Times, and he brought me up and quoted my quote. And that is, listen, for the Hispanic community, they're picking policies over personalities. Policies over personalities. That should tell you everything. They're paying attention, and they're going to remember when they had more money and when they had less money. And so that is going to be a major front. I can't tell you who's going to win Nevada. It's that tight. But I can tell you that Latinos, you can't take them for granted anymore. They're paying attention.
Now, in Nevada, we are famous for split tickets. How do you feel about the Senate race? And do you think it could end up being a split ticket there?
Well, listen, you know, I think that you got to hand it to Jackie Rosen on one sense that she came out swinging 2 years ago, I believe. She started her campaign early. And so she's spent a lot of money defining her opponent, Sam Brown. But I think things are tightening up now. I think things have tightened up. But yeah, we're notorious. You saw it. The governor was a Republican. You know, he won, right? So that must have been a split ticket. That must have meant Democrats were voting for Republicans. And so I think you could see the same thing again. But make no mistake about it. You know, I'm not in the game of predictions. I make no bones about that I'm hoping for not a supermajority, because I believe that adults should get in the room and negotiate, and there is going to be some compromises, and do what's best for the state. Nobody should get 100% of everything they want. So I'm at the Latin Chamber, we're really focused on preventing a supermajority, and I'm openly talking about it.
And you know what's interesting about that too, and we only have less than a minute here, but when Harry Reid had the two-thirds majority in the United States Senate trying to pass Obamacare, you would have thought it would have been a cakewalk for him, but he had three senators that held him up for ransom. And so just because you have the supermajority doesn't mean to say you get everything you want or without a struggle.
Yeah, but it takes away the governor's veto power, and I don't want that. He vetoed some great, his vetoes were spot on in some of the real estate areas, okay, in my opinion. And so we want him to maintain his veto status.
And that's where we have to leave it. Peter Guzman, never enough time in this show, sir.
You should give us an hour.
We'll talk. We'll be right back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada. And University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, offering the highest level of care in Nevada.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas. Our thanks to the Ahern Hotel for accommodating us. We'll see you on the next broadcast.